Hi folks, and welcome back again. You do now need to listen very carefully to the things I'm about to tell you. Your birth certificate, as so many people know, is proof of your slavery bond. The thing that bondages you is on paper. And the language that you use is fixing that paperwork in your mind, and hence you are constantly working and giving up. I'm going to go through detail by detail how to vacate your birth certificate, how to vacate your slavery bond, which is not your property. Okay, so listen very carefully and I will speak slowly and methodically so you follow the thought process. Let's come on to a particular document which you now know as being a birth certificate. Okay, it is not a certificate of live birth like this document is. This is a certificate of live birth, witnessed by two people, and of course you recognize that name as well. Okay, just in case you can't see it, here we are. So, when you are born, a duplicate is created, and that becomes your slavery bond and floated on the stock market. And then your name is written in all capitals to say that it's not a living creature or being, that it's a dead entity. Okay, and that's proof. That's my own one. How to vacate it is what we're going to talk about, because I completely and utterly believe that you are not a slave. You're only a slave on paper and programmed through the language and the foul education system. I don't want to be too negative, but you have the power and I have the power to control our own lives, and that's what I'll be teaching you. That's what I'm teaching you, okay? Let's now go on to another document. When you are born and when you die and when you get married, you all are recorded in the births, deaths registrar. Okay, I won't go too much in detail as to what a registrar is, but I want you to understand the people that deal with you when you are born and married are the same people that nom de guerre you as a dead entity. Okay, now let's have a look at this particular document in more detail. Like everything else, it's first-hand knowledge and it is unique to me. It is unique to me. Why? This is the passing away of my little baby brother. What this is going to cross the Crown Corporation more than they can possibly imagine. Okay? This is not a one-off thing. I'm going to start making claims. You're not going to be able to get away with these things. Let's go on to the forensics of it. So, you will find that they have said the person that is informing that this person has passed away, and they call it an informant. If you now stop this video and look up in, say, Black's Law Dictionary what an informant means, or ask a police officer what an informant means, it means that you are informing upon a crime. A crime. So they made a person, using the fraudulent conveyance of language, to say that this person is informing on a crime, just as they did with your mother when she recorded you as being born with the hospital. She was becoming an informant. But you, as a free man and a woman, has the ability to vacate that position anytime. So they made the person inform, and they made that into a dead entity. Okay? And then ask the person for their qualification, which is who they are. And then they put it in lowercase, because a dead entity, like an all caps name, cannot be informing on a living entity. That's the proof of it, ladies and gentlemen. You look it up and you will know what it is. And they put it in a box, of course, but a box is not going to protect them, because as a live life claimant, as a factual man, with a quantum language behind me, with a flag, Miller's flag, and all the 101 things that I have put in place, I have the power to break the box. Vatican rule for letting the air and light in. You understand where I'm going with this. This will not continue any further. Slave trading will not continue. And for those people that want to learn it, I'll teach it to you. The evidence is right in front of your face. It's there, and you cannot question it, because this is my evidence. It's on paper, and it doesn't matter if it's 1,000 years old. It's on paper, and I'm in possession of it. Thank you very much, folks. I will see you this Sunday.